Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. As a child of God, you are an heir of everything your Heavenly Father owns. And it gets better. You're also a joint heir with Christ, meaning that whatever Jesus is entitled to, you are also entitled to. But until you make the decision to claim and live in your God-given inheritance, the enemy will continue to rob you of what Jesus died to provide for you. So, why are so many Christians not walking in the rich inheritance they have in Christ? Get the answer and more in this must-hear message by Evangelist Paul Acqua. Unlock the key to possessing what Christ died to give you. Whether it's peace, provision, or health, discover how simple it is for you to experience God's promises in every area of challenge or lack. Hear this message, let faith arise, and begin to possess every bit of your inheritance in Christ. Let's join in.
Our inheritance is in the Lord. God knows what to give His children. Inheritance is a problem for parents because they need careful planning on what they will leave for their children. But not so with God. He knows what to give to His children. The Bible says that we as believers are heirs of God. Galatians 3:29 says that if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So let me ask you this. Are you in Christ? If you are a believer, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, if you have believed in Him, then you are in Christ. And that means you are a spiritual descendant of Abraham. And it also means you are an heir according to the promise. Not only are we adopted into God's own family, but we are an heir to God's possessions. We inherit His possessions. That's incredibly powerful in itself. And it's even more amazing because lots of people are part of families, but they are never included in the will. They never get mentioned in the will, so they get no inheritance. But we understand that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The Bible says that as many as received Him, He gave them power to be the children of God. We're talking about receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So as we have received Jesus, we are now members of the heavenly family and the inheritance now belongs to us. Hallelujah. So let me ask you a question. When does the inheritance happen? A great many believers have this idea that the inheritance that we get in Jesus is something that happens when we die. For them, Christianity is all about what happens once we die and step into eternity. But that's not how inheritance works. The dead doesn't inherit anything. If you die, you don't inherit anything. Inheritance belongs to the living. That means the inheritance already belongs to you in Jesus. Say hallelujah to that. It's already been provided and it's just yours to receive. Just believe and receive it. Christ has given us inheritance to help support His cause on this earth. God wants you to live victoriously and succeed in life, whether that is in education, employment, property, or any other opportunity. Christ left every child of God great inheritance. We are so privileged to have divine inheritance. In His earthly life, Christ demonstrated for us what it is to walk in victory. He gave His disciples authority to walk in that same victory. This is our inheritance as children of God, my friend. Christ's victory is ours. His authority is ours. His gifts and power are ours. This great inheritance has been put in the believer's commission that we should go and win souls. We should go and work for the Lord. we should go and serve God's purposes. The Bible says in the book of Mark 16, verse 18, that you will lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. What is it about laying my hands on the sick? It's not that my hands are so powerful, but the life of God that's in me is literally going to flow out from me. And what's in me is going to change and transform. I'm blessed just like what Jesus did. Hallelujah. We have inheritance in Christ. We have inherited the power and the life of God. Speak to your mountain. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Greater is he who is in you than the one who is out there in the world. That's our inheritance. We have his life. He has given us the power and authority and his name as well to represent him as his ambassadors, pleading on his behalf to reconcile people to Christ. That's our inheritance. We stand for him. We possess his possessions. His name is ours, and his name is higher than any other name. The Bible says in Philippians 2 from verse 9 that God has highly exalted him, we're talking about Jesus Christ, and has given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. So we see in this passage that Jesus has a name that's going to cause every knee everywhere. It doesn't matter whether they are on the earth, whether they are above the earth or under the earth. They are going to bow to Jesus because his name is so powerful. Even Ephesians 1 verse 21 says it this way, Jesus is far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Jesus has a powerful name, and that's part of his inheritance. But there is so much more. In the book of Psalms, Psalms 2, verse 6 through 8, it's a prophetic psalm about Jesus. Jesus actually quoted this psalm multiple times in the Gospels. And if you look at Psalm 2, starting verse 6, it says this, yet I have set my king on my holy mount of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me today. I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nation for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. So you see, the nations belong to Jesus, and that's why he commissioned us to go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus told us to go and tend his inheritance, and we see this in the Great Commission. Obviously, you are all familiar with Matthew 28, the Great Commission, where Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. So you see here that Jesus is heir to all things. And we know that all things specifically includes the name that is superior in every way to every other name. And we also know that those all things that Jesus inherits also includes the nations, which Jesus in turn commissioned us as believers to disciple. So that's part of our inheritance in Jesus, because the Bible says that we as believers are heirs of God. That's what the book of Galatians I just read to you, Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. But Galatians chapter 4 verse 1 says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all. He does not differ from a slave, though he is a master of all. Let me repeat. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is a master of all. The Bible says that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant. And that's who some Christians are at the moment, sorry to say. being born again believers, being born again Christians in Christ, and having no idea what that means. You see, Galatians 4:6 says this, "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, an heir of God through Christ." What an incredible text of scripture. That is an incredibly powerful truth. First of all, as believers in Jesus, we are adopted into God's own family. And yet, God raises our position even further. We are not just family, we are also designated heirs. And we are not just any ordinary heirs. We are actually joint heirs with Jesus himself. I pray people will believe this. Galatians 4 verse 7 says, "Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." As you can see, this is exactly what is supposed to happen and what our lives are supposed to look like. When we look to Jesus, we have the same Holy Spirit in us that Jesus had. Jesus has given us his authority and we share in his inheritance as joint heirs in Christ. Think about how this applies to you in your new identity in Christ. You have access to everything Jesus has access to. The whole estate is yours. It's all available to you. Anytime you need it, if you will believe, you will receive it. 2 Corinthians 9:8, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work." We share in his inheritance, my friend. We are accepted in the beloved, and we are heirs of the throne. These are biblical truths, but some people struggle with knowing that they are heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ. They have doubts in this area. If you are one of those people, you need to take some practical steps so that you can be free from your doubts in this area. And the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Meditate on these scriptures. And I tell you, your life will never be the same. And if you have not believed in Christ, you should know what you are missing. You are not part of the inheritance I have just mentioned. And so if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.